And this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Quite a treat for us in the last few days.
Mm-hmm. Last week, actually.
Right. Still on the Hill. Yes. Came to the Furman Garner studio, not just Kelly and Donna, who have been still on the Hill for the past decade.
Right.
But everybody.
See, I didn't know that there is more than two of them.
Phil Lancaster and John Johnston were part of the original ensemble. They put out at least two, if not three, CDs as the four-piece and toured extensively around the Midwest, South, and Southwest. And then about 10 years ago, Kelly and Donna went their way. Phil and John went their way. They all stayed friends. They all stayed in contact. But for the first time in a decade, they're reunited.
For a concert.
That's right. And we got them to reunite before that concert inside the Furman Garner studio. It was a lot of fun. And when they were here inside the Furman Garner studio, Kelly Mulholland said it just seemed natural that they eventually get back together, if only for this concert.
We've been dreaming of this for a long time. We still see each other. All this time we've been seeing each other. Now Phil moved down to Austin, and John's still in Fayetteville. So we all talk, and we've been fantasizing about this for a long time. And I guess Don and I are always looking for a new angle for our winter concert, our annual winter concert. And we thought, well, this would be the perfect way to spruce it up would be to have a reunion.
Have you guys considered a set list yet? I mean,
oh, yeah, it's already done.
Already done. Well, when you're considering that, I mean, do you have to consider songs that you played years ago when you were four
pretty
of you?
Pretty much. Yeah, we had a lot of several CDs back then. So we picked songs that we knew we could all do homework on our own.
Right.
And go back. And some of our classics, some of our songs that were classics back then.
Yeah. We actually had our first rehearsal yesterday.
Day before.
Thank goodness. Or else you would be suffering today after a while here.
And about halfway down the set list, we kind of heaved a sigh of relief because it was going fairly well. And
is it like riding a bicycle? Did you just kind
certain
of?
Certain songs.
For the most part.
Certain songs. I was really surprised.
We were all pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
Everything was just going smooth.
Yeah. But you're riding the bike. You have to remember that we played hard for those 6 years we were together.
Five years.
And we played hard. I mean, we knew these songs inside out and backwards, and we played all over the country, and we went up to Canada a bunch, and it was we were really working hard in those days. And so these songs are deeply instilled in our
we were circuitry. Younger then, too, you know, had more gray cells.
One song that I still am grasping at some of the stuff that I did on the banjo, but I've pulled enough out of the Ethernet to pull it off. But there's a little bit, you know, every once in a while there's some things that, gosh, I don't remember how I did that.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think through enough rehearsals, muscle memory?
I'll have probably most of it before the concert. The next practice, I'll have most of that stuff. But, you know, just trying to pull it out, I didn't have time to look at it before getting together with these guys. I've been somewhat busy.
Do you guys feel like you need a lot of rehearsals because you've played as this group before versus, saying, having a guest artist or something like that? You guys have played together before, so fewer rehearsals than, say, if it was somebody just kind of popping in to play with you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But still, we are going to make sure we're good and solid, and we'll probably get together at least four times.
We've got time to get together.
Yeah, we're having a good time. Yeah. I had a great time going through all these songs the other day. It's just like, it feels so good.
And our arrangements were pretty complicated, so to get them back to those arrangements is what is, you know, going to require.
And tightly knit.
Tightly knit.
It demands a certain, you know, it's a feeling as much as it is knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So getting the groove, you know, is always sometimes elusive. You know, I've been in situations, not necessarily up with these guys. It doesn't matter what you do. If you're not in the groove, you know it.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned, Donna, that this is the annual sort of winter concert. Mm-hmm. You guys have done several at Mike's house before it closed on Block Street. What's the idea behind the winter concert? Just a chance for your local folks to see you?
Yeah, we even did some back when we were the four-piece. So it's been a long, long tradition of playing a concert at Good Folk. And but every year in the last several years, we've always tried to reinvent ourselves and bring in new material or bring in something different and just really challenge ourselves to push the envelope. And so we're going to do that again this year. We've got several new songs we've never, ever played in public.
I heard one just a little while ago, and I couldn't help but say, you know, that would make a really good Still on the Hill song.
Yay. We're excited.
Now, the way we're going to do the concert, by the way, is it's going to be in two sets, and the final set will be the reunion, and it'll be extra long. And then we're going to do the first set will be a little bit shorter, and Don and I will play five songs, I guess. And then we also have a very special guest, Crow Johnson. And Crow Johnson's going to play a couple songs with us as well in that first set.
Mm-hmm. Crow Johnson was our manager, four-piece manager for a lot of years.
Oh, okay.
This is going to be a kind of a throwback night.
It is.
It is. And I don't know how many, I hope a lot of people remember Crow Johnson. You know, when I moved back to Fayetteville, and when I saw her, I realized that she was the most talented person around here. She just absolutely knocked my socks off. I just love her music. Mm-hmm. And she was very well known. She's been pretty much out of the scene for a good 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Still living in Northwest Arkansas, still up by Gravette.
Yep, mm-hmm. She is.
And what does she play?
She plays guitar and banjo, and she's a songwriter.
Okay.
Well, it's going to be a treat.
Of songwriters... Donna, you're a big one, so I was just curious if
prolific
is the word we like to use. If I was wondering, with you guys getting back together, if you wrote any new songs for you guys.
Well, not for the four-piece confirmation. We're sticking with the tried and true. But Kelly and I will be doing probably four or five brand new songs.
Okay, for you two.
First,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's exciting.
You mentioned that you guys played hard when you were a four-piece, and you were all over the country. You were all over North America. What was it like traveling, and would you do like a show in, I'm just pulling names out of the hat, Dubuque, and then the next night be in Clearwater, and then the next night in Lincoln, Nebraska, or how would it work?
We were more concentrated on putting a tour together, mm-hmm. and go out and do that and then come home. I always used to say touring nationally in America, you have to be 20 years old and can still handle drugs and alcohol. You know, I could not see ourselves doing coast to coast. And so we were regional. Texas being one of the regions, we managed to do some stuff up north, and then Florida was another mm-hmm. area. So that's
Crow was pretty good about lining it out in a nice, orderly fashion, I think. But it was one thing that was kind of challenging during the later years of the four-piece. We were actually homeschooling our son Taylor on the road. Right. And so there was times where there was four adults, upright bass, all of our equipment, and homeschooling a 12-year-old in a minivan. That had its challenges. But
we did a lot of festivals back then, and that meant several days of performing, 3 or 4 days a weekend. We camped a lot and stayed, pretty tight together and played out in the campgrounds and, just had a great time. We did a lot more playing sometimes off the stage than we did on the stage. Mm-hmm.
That's right. And, actually that was it was kind of unusual. And it was a real grassroots approach to festivals because both Kerrville and Winfield, Kansas, which is called the Walnut Valley Festival, we just started camping there. We started jamming in the campgrounds late at night, and we got a buzz going. And before we knew it, we got hired on the main stage at both those festivals, which is really not the way it usually works.
Right.
And we were really pleased that happened. But it was just basically we were out there playing everywhere all the time.
The first time we went, we were
so into it. I mean, we were just having such a great time.
The first time we went to Kerrville, which is an 18-day festival, but that was the 25th reunion, so they actually had a 25-day festival. But
we only
stayed for 3 days. Mm. But we were smitten, and we said we knew this is our crowd. We got to get this festival. So the next year we went back with a CD, and I mean, there was not a square inch on that ranch we didn't play on. and played all night, because that's the thing. You have the main stage that plays, and then you have the after-hours campfires that go until dawn. And we went until dawn.
We went until after dawn.
So every day.
And that was the second year we went, and we were there for 11 days straight.
Wow.
So that's like really intense playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Just being away from home for 11 days. Is...
Well, I go now still to Kerrville, where I go early for Land Rush and stay late. And so I'm a month at Kerrville. Yeah.
Wow. Are you camping that time?
Yeah, I have a trailer, though.
Okay, okay.
There you go.
A nice vintage
air conditioning.
Yeah. No, I don't have. I could have air conditioning now. John experienced the electricity now down in camp. You know, it's a nice thing. That was not the way it was in the old days, you know, in the covered wagons.
And, sure.
Do you remember your first ever gig together?
Oh, yeah. I do. And what was that called? It was Music on the Mountain?
No, something like
Church on the Mountain. Here in town,
Tam Milam.
It was a Presbyterian church up on Old Misery
Calvin.
Road.
Calvin.
Calvin. It was that.
What was that? It was something Coffee House.
Yeah. I remember that series. Yeah, they had it in the little, not the sanctuary, but kind of the adjacent cafeteria or whatever.
And then we also, for a little spell, we played down on Dixon Street for a while at a Giraldi's Pizza.
Oh.
And we were kind of the... for a little while, the house band down in Dixon for a while.
You know, $12 a night tips, you know, that sort of thing.
Yep. Where was Giraldi's?
I can't remember if it was Giraldi's. I want to say it was a different name than that.
Fonzarelli's?
It's probably changed names three times since then.
Yeah, but it's not there anymore.
No, it was started with a G.
I agree with you there.
When we were just getting off the ground, we did a lot of stuff around
there's
town.
Still,
we used to play at
there's
Ed's,
still one of those
Ed's
pizza
bus
places.
Ed's Bus Stop Barbecue? That was good barbecue.
Yes.
We played there.
We had some great jams
down
there, too.
We do anything. We played. You just drop the hat. Yeah. We play. You know, if we wanted to play.
Our first real concert for me was when we played Mike Shirky's Good Folk Productions. And we really, really worked hard to be just right there. And that will always be one of my favorite concerts of all time.
That's always venue. Is
such
just
a wonderful venue, which Mike is now not participating with anymore and looking for a home. But that was a big step to to be invited by Mike and being a local. That was a big thing. Yeah.
Now, of course, for this winter concert, Mike is still the host.
Yes, exactly.
He will be our MC. And absolutely. Yeah. This is his and by the way, he's changing the name of his operation from Good Folk to Pick and Post Productions.
Good. Okay.
So this is a Pick and Post production at the Walton Art Center, but it is
in the Star Theater.
In Star Theater. So Mike Shirky, reunited Snow the Hill, Crow Johnson.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good night.
It does.
We can't wait.
Fun.
Well, do you mind playing something?
Sure.
I would just love to do that.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, I see it come like a freight train rolling down.
That was Kelly Mulholland, Donna Stierna, Phil Lancaster, and John Johnston, the original four members of the folk group Still on the Hill, performing their song Now You're on Your Own in the Furman Garner Performance Studio. The Still on the Hill reunion concert, which will also feature Crow Johnson, is scheduled for 8 p.m. December 14th in the Walton Arts Center Star Theater. Tickets are $16, and more information is available at waltonartcenter.org.